Wednesday, April 10th, 2013. I will call the Dallas City Council agenda meeting for April 10th to order. Good morning and welcome to you all. It's good to have you here. On this day, whenever it rains in Dallas, we celebrate. We like to get that wetness out. It is an honor for me to introduce a son and father combination this morning to do the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance. First, I'd like to introduce our very special guest, Reverend Todd Atkins of the Salem Institution Baptist Church. Reverend Atkins was the first of twin boys born to our friend and Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Tunnell and Marcella Atkins. He received his bachelor's degree in biblical studies from DBU and received a master's from SMU Perkins School of Theology. He joined Salem Institutional Baptist Church January 2010. For those of you that do not know ecclesiastical history in Dallas, this is one of the oldest churches in Dallas, and I think one of the top five oldest African-American churches in Dallas at being 128 years old, a truly community organization adopting schools and working with the community. After that, his father will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. It's great to have you here, Reverend Atkins. Please.
Honorable Mayor and Council and City of Dallas, if you would join me in prayer. Lord, we do thank you now for this time in which we, the leaders of this city, have the opportunity to come and to govern. We ask that you will cover our mayor and our council, that they continue to crown their heads with wisdom, knowledge, endurance, as well as innovation. Father, we pray for the citizens of Dallas that your covering may overshadow each and every one of us. And Father, even in this campaign season, we ask that you will cover us, bless us, and let thy will be done. It's in your name, Jesus, we do pray. Amen. Amen.
Who's Mary? Before we start, something quiet happened yesterday, and she doesn't want to have anybody know this, but our city manager had her 35th anniversary with the city of Dallas yesterday. That is a true accomplishment for anybody with one organization. And thank you for spending your life with the city of Dallas, Mary. any words that you want to say at 35? Okay. Well, we just wanted to recognize that major accomplishment for the city of Dallas. With that, we will listen to our open microphone speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor, could we...
Oh, excuse me, Mr. Allen. I'm sorry. I didn't look down there. Thank you.
The Mr. Mayor, Council, I'm going to ask Chief Brown to come up. We had as we all know, a serial rapist in the Lake Highlands area in the city of Dallas, and do the hard work of men and women in blue. He's sitting in jail. And Chief Brown, could you kind of just walk us through and give us some recognition of where recognition is due?
Sure. Mayor and Council, it's my distinct pleasure to recognize the officers who were instrumental in capturing the Lake Highlands rapist. And I'm going to go down the list, if you don't mind. Lisa Conway, Steve Witt, Christine King, Jeff Standard, Andrew Pagel, Dan Medica, Terrence Savier, Carlos Guzman, Philip Lewis, David Wascom, Jonathan Wilson, Aaron Cashlick, Cashock, Donovan Coleman, Tommy Bailey, Louis Grajeda, Lois Campbell, Kimberly Mraz, and a special recognition, although everyone is important, to Police Officer Lisa Conway. She actually put hands on this rapist after a foot chase in his attempt to jump a fence and grabbed him, put him in custody. And I think it's just quite appropriate that a woman officer, female officer, would capture the Lake Highlands rapist. Would you all please join me in thanking these officers? We got a name for these guys. These are the heroes of Lake Highlands. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Chief. And thank you, Mr. Allen.
Go ahead.
Just want to add to that. And without question, we said all along that the men and women in blue would get this animal. And I knew that it would be a tough fight. I knew it would be almost like a needle in a haystack to find that. And, lo and behold, men and women in blue from the top all the way down to ones that, on patrol, they went out there and worked as a team, and they put on a full-court press. And they worked 24 hours a day. And then they worked with the citizens. And our citizens out in my neck of the woods, they all came together, and they took the attitude that we're not going to let this animal control us. We're going to go after him. And I had a wildcat, too, one of the last victims that did it. She went at him. She scratched him. She bit him. She was a Lake Island wildcat. And her efforts, too, was what helped catch this individual. I'll never be able to tell the men and women in blue. And this is citywide. It's not just my neck of the woods. This is every one of y'all that go out there day in and day out. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. Dallas, Texas, without question, has the finest police department of all of the United States of America, and we're proud of you. And I saw you guys in action, and I'll, again, never be able to thank you enough for what y'all have done. And I'll leave it at that.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Ms. Davis.
Two things. Thank you, Mayor, first of all. I want to thank my colleague. You was on that. You stayed on top of it. And, Mr. Allen, thank you for the service that you do in this city. And that was a passion for you to catch that individual. I know it pisses you off when people do mean things. And I was pissed off on yesterday when someone broke into my house. So I hope that once again, I just want to thank you. And Mayor, just a separate note, and I know we're going to get back on acknowledging these wonderful individuals in blue. I just want to inform everybody that this Friday and Saturday is the 4th Annual Community Outreach Code Conference that's going to be at the Texas Discover Guard Center at Fair Park. We will be recruiting 15 new recruits to the Code Academy here in the city of Dallas. So I just want to make that announcement. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and I will be there. Mr. Atkins.
Again, Chief Brown, the Dallas Police Department, Jerry Allen, the entire DPD, it's an honor to live in the city of Dallas and to be safe when we do have crisis in a resident, and you come to a resident, and the people in the resident feel you safe. I just want to salute you. Again, thank you very much for your service.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins. Ms. Medrano.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. To Chief Brown, to DPD, and in particular Northeast, Councilmember Allen, I know that you're tickled pink. We are, all of us, the police department and the city council, who's responsible for the safety and well-being of our residents here in Dallas. And I know that the Lake Highland community is relieved and is very appreciative of all your work. And I saw the newscast the other day where the residents and the neighbors took so many goodies to your headquarters. I mean, I'm sure they just didn't know what to take and how to thank each and every one of you, because this predator was on his way, you know, packed his bags and probably going to prey on another neighborhood. So thank you very much for stopping him, and justice will be done. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Medrano. Mr. Cadet.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Guys, thank you all so much. As you know, I share you with Mr. Allen. We're neighbors, and we pretty much share everything. But you guys are the greatest. I'll tell you, in both his area and my area, and the Northeast Division is one of the finest divisions in the city. And the neat thing about it, you all take on your jobs and your work as if you are actually part of this area, and you do a fantastic job. Because on my side, you've caught many, many, as of late, criminals and break-ins, everything. So the one thing that's fantastic, you all are visible in our neighborhoods, and that's what we need to continue to have. So thank you all so much for the work you do. And I'll tell you what, we pray for you. You guys be safe, and we'll continue to see you out there. Thank you so much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Cadane. Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor. If I could, if I could get all of you all just to stand one more time, all the officers. And I want to be the first to inform you and Councilmember Allen, who has just did a fantastic job, and also to Chief Brown and to Mayor Soon. I don't know if they've told you all yet, but all of you all are being transferred to District 4. So I just want to publicly acknowledge that and welcome you in. You all set the bar extremely high. And you set the bar for when you focus in on solving and keeping our communities safe from crime. Others will have to take note. We appreciate, I personally, but this Dallas City Council, we appreciate everything that you all do every day, everything that you all did to clean that particular situation up, and all the things you will continue to do. You all are to be saluted, and Jerry, thank you for your leadership. Mayor Mary and Chief Brown, thank you for having these fantastic officers on the ground. And let's get all the rest of them just like you guys. Now, other than that, I'm going to put in for this transfer and try to get you all over there, or at least get your tenacity, leadership, and attitude transferred all over the department. So thank you all so very much. Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Carraway. Ms. Alonzo.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I too want to say thank you. Thanks to all of you, and especially those that get recognized or not get recognized. This department, we couldn't do it alone, and it takes leadership. It takes a lot, but more importantly, the community that called, that continued to let us know what's going on, that reports, that is very important. So we want to ask and continue to ask to continue to call, to let us know what's going on. We want to make this city not only vibrant, but we want to make it safe. And it has to do with many of us. Together, we will do it. And I want to thank all of you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Ms. Alonzo. Mr. Allen.
Mr. Mayor, if you'd be so kind, just allow me about another 3 minutes. If
please,
we could have a picture of with the police and with the all of Dallas City Council and the city manager, I would truly appreciate if you allow.
We'd love to. Let me just close, and then we'll come up and let's take a picture. You want them to stay right there? Just well, let's just get up around them. It'd probably be easier picture. But I just want to say that Lake Highlands is a strong, strong community in this city. It is one of dozens of strong communities throughout this city. And I believe that the actions that we saw in Lake Highlands is the same sort of actions that can be all over this city, whether it's in Ferguson Road or South Oak Cliff or Mountain Creek. And, you know, everything that we do is all about small communities. So if it's an attack on one of our communities and neighborhoods, an attack on the whole city. And that's the way the city works and rallies around it. So thank you. Let me echo that. And that's a great idea. Why don't we, City Council, why don't we go up around up the steps and we'll take a picture. Thank you. All right, we will have our morning speakers.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. We're going to begin your morning speakers with Jonathan Vance, Josie Orozco, Stephanie Hansen, Carlos Marroquin, and Eddie Props. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks, or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council, or while attending the City Council meeting, shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant at Arms is so directed by the presiding officer, and that person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. You'll notice the timer at the podium. When the timer turns to zero, please allow the next individual their turn. State your name and address for the record as well, and refer your comments to Mayor Rawlings. Again, your first speaker is Jonathan Vance. Jonathan Vance will be followed by Josie Orozco and Stephanie Hansen.
Good morning. My name is Jonathan Vance. I reside at 5230 Bryan Street, Dallas, Texas. Last Wednesday, April 3rd, the citizens heard opinions from City Council members regarding their views on the state of our city's court after the city manager, city attorney, and admin judge presented statistics in an official presentation, no doubt designed to support the position that the changes brought upon our court by a new pretrial program and new leadership have been positive for our citizens and our court culture. My opinion is that although there have been some improvements in the efficiency and productivity in our courts, the court has not improved in the efficiency and productivity of those areas most relevant to fulfilling the true purpose of our courts, which would be to ensure justice. And to ensure justice, of course, our courts need to be independent and impartial, and the judges need to live up to these goals of being independent and impartial. And they need to do these in order to cushion the innocent against government overreach and or other potential abuses by the city state, such as mistaken or malicious prosecutions. Yet our judges' independence and impartiality seems to have been jeopardized by a judicial philosophy that aligns too closely with the views and values of the prosecution and the city manager's office. Last week, the city attorney spoke on behalf of the judiciary with no objection from the court's head judge, calling into question whether our head judge actually considers himself to be independent of the prosecution, arguably an arm of the executive branch, not the judiciary. Meanwhile, the first city manager said that the goal of the newly implemented pretrial process has been to increase compliance through the payment of fines, and the court's head judge expressed his concern that the old system's dismissal rate was very costly for the city. Finally, in his view of defendants, the court's top judge has said that if defendants have something exculpatory, they could present it to the prosecutor and or judge. If defendants really believe they're innocent, they will not be impeded from going into trial. In his view of fellow colleagues, the court's top judge agrees with Councilmember Allen that the new system has gotten rid of the frivolous lawsuits against the city, as if the city or court system has never done anything wrong and the people have never been right in bringing a lawsuit against the city. How can our judges serve as impartial and independent intermediaries, assure fair hearings and trials, and guard against potential abuses and overreaches of the city state if our court's top judge shares a concern for revenue with the city manager and does not dispute an alliance with the prosecution and views everyone as guilty before even looking at all the evidence or lack thereof in individual cases? I have more to share with the City Council at a later time, but I feel like that there's things that I'd rather not say in public. That's all I have to say. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Vance.
Your next speaker, Josie Orozco. Ms. Orozco will be followed by Stephanie Hansen, Carlos Marroquin, and Eddie Props.
Good morning, everyone. I want to say first and foremost, thank you for allowing me to speak. Secondly, a thank you to each one of you for serving and giving your service to Dallas and making Dallas what it is today. I represent District 3, Scott Griggs, and I also represent the Senior Affairs Commission. I'm a city commissioner for District 3. Today, I want to talk about Older Americans Month. And right now, I have a package for each of you. First, I want to say that we started planning this since 2012, because this has not been done since 2008. And I want to thank Monica for supporting the effort as a representative for Senior Affairs. Inside of this, you will receive a package. The package will talk about Older Americans Month, which is actually in May. And so, since October of last year until now, we have met with vendors to support this effort. At this time, we are only shy $6,000 to complete our whole effort. Our event will take place May 24th. When you look at your package, you will see this colorful article there, and it will be at the Omni Hotel. We want to thank the Omni for being a sponsor and working with us. They're really going all out to assist us in this endeavor. We expect about 500 senior citizens from all areas of Dallas. We are working very closely with every district to ensure we have equal representation and diversity. We've been doing that since the beginning. So I wanted to share this with you and to also say that there is another article in there, if you'll see. This is the sponsorship levels that are available, and we are challenging each one of you as city council representatives to be a part of this and be a captain for your table. The tickets are available with Constance Smith in Senior Affairs. We really need the support of each council member and would like for you to be able to sponsor in some way, shape, or form to assist in this endeavor. We really do need that to really make it successful, I feel. So just to let you know, and at the back we've given you some history, where back in 2012 we started working with all of the vendors to ensure that we had their support. So we have, and we're very grateful for that. And just want to tell you that this effort started in 1963 regarding Older Americans Month. And May has been the month to appreciate and celebrate the vitality and aspirations of older adults. We want to make Dallas a great place for senior citizens, and this is a great way to start. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ms. Orozco.
Your next speaker is Stephanie Hansen. Ms. Hansen will be followed by Carlos Marroquin and Eddie Props.
Good morning, and thank you, City Council. My name is Stephanie Hansen. My address is 1914 Noma Street in Dallas, Texas. I'm here today because for the last 3 months, I have been victimized as a resident of West Dallas by drug dealers. Prior to the 21st of February, I did not have a fence in my yard. I made several calls, and I made several calls to the police. They came, but when they would arrive, no one would be there. The drug traffickers have not been undercover. That is why I choose not to be undercover. Something has got to be done in West Dallas. Sergeant Danny Lawson has been a help, also Officer Lambert. However, when you go to the substation, you'll find signs there that say your conversation may be overheard within the YMCA. It does not promote an environment to where you would want to put your business there. I come here today as a victim. I leave here today as an advocate. I will not be abused by drug dealers or anyone else. I will stand for myself. I will work with whoever needs to be worked with, whatever groups there are that need people. The Dallas substation is not manned from the hours of 11 at night until 6, 7 in the morning. This is a problem in West Dallas, The officers who are assigned, I don't know if they stay in the area or not. A curfew would be one thing that should be considered for West Dallas until the situation is covered, because they're using our streets as their business ventures. Vendors also are a part of this situation. I was told to contact code compliance, but was told this. There are things that I ask, and one of them is for the city of Dallas and the city council to also pray for me and my son, who is autistic, 28 years old, and cannot fend for himself. I will stand. I will not fall. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Hansen. Sergeant Anderson is right over here, and if I'd like you to talk to him, okay? Second, thank you for being an advocate and coming down here. I appreciate that greatly. I've got your address. My office is going to contact you. I'd like to meet with you and some of the neighbors. I do a thing on Saturday morning. I just try to get some neighborhood associations together, and I'll come down in a couple Saturdays, and we'll have a – I'll bring a pie, and we'll have some coffee, and we'll talk about this, okay? And I appreciate your courage on this. But please talk to Mr. Anderson, Sergeant Anderson. Thank you. Next speaker.
Your next speaker is Carlos Marroquin. Mr. Marroquin will be followed by Eddie Prof.
Carlos Marroquin, 2639 Walnut Hill Lane. Good morning, Mayor, Council.
Good morning, Carlos.
Congratulations. 31 years is a long time. I'm glad that, you know, this is kind of like a dark, weary day, but we're talking about, you know, hard work and recognizing some of the hard work that the police officers did and they're doing. And even with some issues, we're a family. We got to work things together. And, you know, with what you just said, Mayor, that's great. You know, she is going to need help. They need help over there. But I'm also coming in to talk to you, you know, about a few things about Dallas that you already know, but sometimes it takes time for you to step back and say, you know what, Dallas, it is a great city. We're doing pretty well. You guys as a council are doing well. And Mary's been running the city well enough to actually be, in Forbes magazine as one of the greatest cities, right? Just a little point, Dallas actually has 17 billionaires in the city of Dallas, and that's actually up from 14 that used to be in 2009. The city is in sixth place in the world. I mean, just imagine what we're doing, what we are here in Dallas. We have the largest number of businesses. We got great shopping centers, and actually the shopping centers are the second largest ones in Texas. We might need to get a bigger one so we can be number one. But you know, it brings a lot of its major tourist attraction. And third, our population here in Dallas, our convention center is actually third in the nation. It's third in the whole nation. And I think what we're doing is great. Don't you guys think it's great that what we're doing, what you guys have done? I think that things that have happened in the city are good, but they also need to reflect all the city employees that work here for the Dallas, for City of Dallas, all the people in the back, all the officers that are here, all the code enforcement, all the people that work in all the departments. If we want to be number one, we need to have a number one city too. A number one city that pays their employees the right amount, a good living wage, a good city that offers a good health insurance for all of them. Some people have half their check goes for health insurance. Form the City of Dallas. We can do better. You guys can do better. You guys have the power to really make it happen. We want a number one workforce. We want number one service to all the citizens here. This is what we have to do. It is not easy to do. It is cost about, if we want to do what I'm asking you to do today, which is to give each city employee 8% raise for next year. That is $31 million, and that is a lot of money. It is 2.5% of the whole budget, 2.5%. I think all of them back there, all of them working on the streets, deserve an 8%. Let's talk about it. Let's figure out something where we can get them to be at a good level where they can live and survive and have a good living wage here and protect a good health insurance. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Marquin.
Your next speaker is Eddie Props. Eddie Props, not present. Evelyn Daniel. Evelyn Daniel is not present. That concludes your speakers this morning, Mr. Mayor. We move now to...
Excuse me, Mr. Carraway.
Thank you, Mayor, if I could at this time. There are 16 new code officers here, and just wanted to take a very quick moment because Ms. Davis got the big code conference coming up, and just wanted to acknowledge and ask them to please stand and be recognized. There are new 16 new code folks. 16 Code Academy students in code compliance. And just wanted to, Mayor, recognize the fact that they're here and thank you all for keeping our city clean, okay? All right. I want y'all to come over to District 4, too. I'm going to do all my recruiting this morning.
Thank you. First item?
Item number one is approval of the minutes of the March 27, 2013 City Council meeting. We do have a needed amendment to that. It needs to reflect that addendum item number 11, the motion was made by Councilmember Griggs and not Councilmember Grayson.
We had a motion to move approval as amended and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Present now your consent agenda, which consists of agenda items number 2 through 34 and addendum items number 1 through 3. Pulled for individual consideration are items number 15 and 16 by Councilmember Carraway. Item number 19 was deleted on the addendum. Item number 30, Mayor Pro Tem Medrano has requested this be held indefinitely until the applicant is ready to proceed. And item number 32 was corrected on the addendum. Therefore, you are considering agenda items number 2 through 14, 17 through 18, 20 through 29, 31 through 34, and addendum items number 1 through 3.
We have a motion to approve and a second. Any other edits, comments, discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to agenda item number 15, pulled for individual consideration by Councilmember Carraway. Authorize a contract for construction of a new playground at Glencoe Park, located at 5300 Martell Avenue. ASCON, Inc., lowest responsible bidder of 6.
I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Carraway, will you pull the item?
Yes, Mayor, I pulled it only under the concern of it's a construction contract. And I support this item number 15, but I just wanted to get some general information. If my colleague would allow me, Ms. Hill, to get a little update on the construction contract as it relates to Commons.
Mr. Carraway, we awarded the contract in late 2011. The contractor started work in January of 2012. The original contract was supposed to be finished in approximately 10 months by October. However, we've had a number of long change orders with the contractor, and we actually initiated a termination process with the contractor that caused significant delays in the contract. We've moved beyond the termination. We have this person back on board with an agreement to finish the project, and we have one final change order, and we're trying to get this job finished by the middle of summer.
And the reason I bring this up, and I would ask that if you would, get with myself and Councilwoman Hill collectively so that we can discuss what is happening at Commons, and the reason I want to make sure when we are approving new contracts that we do a thorough check on the people that we're doing business with. Mayor, this contract that's happening has been delayed at Commons for just more than a year or
yes,
so.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And the grass is this tall, and it's now to the point to where when we're authorizing contracts, we need to make sure that those contractors can do the job because the community is the one that's suffering. And I would ask Willis to get with Ms. Hill and myself to give us an update, and let's stay very vigilant on this particular contractor that we really don't want to do any more business with. But if they, and they blamed everything on us, Mayor. I'm gonna pass this over to you so you can see it. They blamed everything on the city of Dallas for them being at fault. And we've never had this problem with the park department. And Linda and I and all of us have always served. And we've always had projects arriving on time and under budget. So just wanted to bring that up.
I'd be glad to set up a meeting with you and Ms. Hill.
And I want to move approval for item number 15.
Do we have a second? Second?
Yeah, I'll
move, second.
Move the motion. We're on item 15.
Excuse me, we are on item 15.
Item 15.
Glencoe Park?
Yes, ma'am.
It's not this park. We were talking about another park.
Okay.
But we took it at this particular time.
All right. If we could, Mr. Carraway, I'd like the record to reflect that I move this motion.
Second.
Thank you.
There we go. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 16 is authorize an interlocal agreement with Dallas Area Rapid Transit related to procurement and financial matters for implementation of the Urban Circular Streetcar Project.
Thank you. I'll look for a motion. Mr. Carraway, you will pull this item.
I'll second your motion on that with one comment. Just wanted to take this opportunity.
Sorry, Ms. Coop did make motion?
Yeah, Ms. Coop
made
motion.
Okay, and we have second. Please, discussion.
Just wanted to make sure that folks understand I support a streetcar, but I have to, at this particular point, make sure that we raise the question back up as related to the need for South Lancaster and some type of circulating commuter bus. Mayor, the citizens go to Fiesta Food Store and Save-A-Lot, and they have to, and especially seniors, they have to walk with all of these little plastic bags, and Mr. Perkins, I need my plastic bag ordinance, too. They have to walk with all these little plastic bags from Fiesta all the way down to Keith, struggling, trying to catch the bus. And I know we're approving streetcars, so I'm in support of the streetcar. We're going to have that for Bishop Arts, no doubt. But I must take this opportunity to make sure that folks understand and that DART understands we need some type of circular bus so these seniors who are walking in the cold rain today with their groceries, struggling to get down to the only place they can catch that doggone DART rail train so that they won't have to struggle. Only thing I'm asking for, we got a streetcar. I want to have some type of concentration on Lancaster Boulevard where the DART rail runs and the seniors have to walk on walkers with plastic bags trying to get to somewhere to get their little groceries home. That's all I'm asking is for some attention on Lancaster. With that, Ms. Coop.
We've got a motion and a second. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to agenda item number 35, consideration of appointments to boards and commissions. You have one individual appointment to the Martin Luther King Jr. Community Center Board. Rhonda Turner is nominated by Councilmember Hasso.
So moved.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, we have agenda items number 36 through 39, which are eminent domain items.
I will read this. Did we not take item 30?
No, 30 was held indefinitely when the consent was approved.
No,
you did not.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Thank you. Okay. The city secretary will now read items 36 through 39 of the record.
Item number 36 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of power of eminent domain, if necessary, to acquire from Isidore Lopez approximately 45,199 square feet of land located in Balch Springs, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the construction, maintenance, and use of the Southwest 120 96-inch water transmission line pipeline project. Item number 37 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain, if necessary, to acquire from Mark C. Jacobs and Leslie G. Jacobs approximately 45,835 square feet of land located in Abstract 1518, Hutchins, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed written resolution for this item for the construction, maintenance, and use of the Southwest 120 96-inch water transmission line pipeline project. Item number 38 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain if necessary to acquire from Matthew Millard approximately 122,789 square feet of land located near the intersection of Hazelcrest and Greenlawn Drives, City of Dallas, Block 8790, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed rent resolution for this item for the construction, maintenance, and use of the Southwest 120 96 Water Transmission Line Pipeline Project. Item number 39 requires a motion that the Council of the City of Dallas adopt the item and authorize the use of the power of eminent domain, if necessary, to acquire from Yung Po Choi, Hyung Soon Choi, and Hyung Soo Lim approximately 61,519 square feet of land located near the intersection of Lassiter and Lawson Road, City of Dallas, Block 8837, Dallas County, Texas, and more fully described in Exhibit A of the proposed rent resolution for this item for the construction, maintenance, and use of the Southwest 120 96-inch Water Transmission Line Pipeline Project.
Thank you. If any council member wants to consider any of these items separately, that item will be pulled and voted on separately. Does any council member want to do that? All right. May I have a motion and a second to approve items 36 through 39?
We've got
to
be a record vote.
Yeah. We need a motion, though.
Motion to approve.
Second. Is there any discussion on these items?
I do, Mayor.
Please, Mr. Cadane.
Who would I talk to that would speak on this? Jody? Jody, on these properties, we're taking these by eminent domain, and they're for pipelines, correct? So when you do that, are you just taking a portion of the property, and is there more property there? And does the owner still have access to that property, or could you actually fence it off if you wanted?
It depends. On some properties, we have to take the whole property. On some, it's a partial take. Yeah. We try to work with the property owners to all reasonable and kind of practical extents.
Okay.
You know, we've taken, I think this project is probably 300 parcels.
Yeah.
Almost all of those went through with no, very easily. We're down to like the last 20 or so that have unfortunately.
So far on all of them, you're not having any conflicts or anything so far.
90% of them have gone amazingly well.
Okay. I was just, it kind of got me if I had a, say I had a 40,000 square foot piece of property and you took 20,000 square feet, do you take it right down the middle, or it would kind of mess the whole thing up and probably have to take the whole thing if necessary.
Right. This is a huge pipeline. It's 120 and a 96 inch pipeline.
Yeah, and I know
so
we need it. We
it's remarkably have it. Big.
Okay. Thank you all so much. Sir. That's all I need, Mayor. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Atkins.
Teresa Sheffy, most of this eminent domain is coming through District 8, and I just want to go on record that the biggest asset we have is water, and we got to supply water not for the city of Dallas, but we also have to supply water for the suburbs, Lancaster, DeSoto, Wilmington, everyone else. And I have had many meetings with the community there. And I think that when you do a mass project like this, you're not going to satisfy everyone. But in order to do this project, we got to move this fast, because sometimes we think the citizen have the right, but also the city have the right to make sure that we can supply everybody with water. Unfortunately, there are some of our suburbs use more water than we use, and we still got to sell them the water. But around the edge with the different city, with Mayor Knight and Mayor Johnson and those officials, they realize what we have to do. And I had to call Teresa and Jody, what they're doing. They do go out and talk to the community first, and we try to negotiate the best way we can. Mm-hmm. But sometimes we do not negotiate the best way, but we got to have that right in order to survive and serve our community. And Sheffield, we're not going to satisfy everybody. I mean, that's a true statement. But I want the citizens out there to know we got to have this water. I mean, water is very precious to this region. As Von said, going down to Austin and said we are the water hall and we need a reservoir, we need to do all these things. And we did a good joint venture with Tarrant County Water with their pipeline. It was a $2 billion project. And I think the citizens would understand, but you're not going to satisfy 100% of the citizens. With that, Mayor, we would record vote.
Please start voting.
Thank you.
One vote missing. All have voted on the motion. Voting in favor, Council Members Hunt, Margolin, Davis, Hasso, Caraway, Allen, Coop, Mayor Rawlings, Council Member Alonzo, Mayor Pro Tem Medrano, Council Members Gregg, Cadane, Deputy Mayor Pro Tem Atkins, and Council Member Hill. Council Member Grayson is absent. The motion carries, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Next item.
Agenda item number 40 is authorize the quitclaim of 97 properties acquired by the taxing authorities from the sheriff's sale to the highest bidders. That's agenda item 40. Oh, that's it. That's just a very small caption.
I'll entertain a motion. You read it?
Yes. Agenda item 40 is authorize the quitclaim of 97 properties acquired by the taxing authorities from the sheriff's sale to the highest.
Do we have a motion for approval? Thank you. Do we have a second?
Second.
Ms. Davis.
I was just going to just say let's move those properties forward. Teresa and staff, we met in the housing department, and so they made some minor changes that I think that can work.
I'm sorry, so we've got a motion and a second,
yeah.
And you're okay with what we're doing?
Okay, yeah.
I thought you said you want to do something different. Okay, any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
We move now to agenda item number 41. However, the following statement needs to be read into the record, and it will apply to items number 41 through 48. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable of both the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. These items will require 2 seconds. Item number 41 is authorize a special economic development grant agreement with City Square in an amount not to exceed $75,000 to partially underwrite the WorkPaths program, which is a comprehensive job training, readiness, placement, and support program for South Dallas Fair Park residents. Again, this item requires 2 seconds.
I'll entertain a motion, Ms. Davis.
May I move this agenda item, please?
Motion, do we have another second? There we go. We got a motion in 2 seconds. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 42 and 43 need to be considered collectively. Item number 42 is authorized, number one, a development agreement with WRT DK Residential LP to dedicate future TIF revenues for eligible project costs related to the White Rock Trail Apartments development currently addressed at 6802 and 6854 Skillman Street in Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone number 14, Skillman Corridor TIF District. And number two, the Skillman Corridor TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate a principal amount not to exceed $4 million from future Skillman Corridor TIF District revenues in accordance with the development agreement. Item number 43 is a resolution declaring the intent of Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone number 14, Skillman Corridor TIF District, to reimburse WRT DK Residential LP in an amount not to exceed $4 million for eligible project costs related to the White Rock Trail Apartments development in the Skillman Corridor TIF District. These items require 2 seconds.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Allen.
Move for approval.
Second. Motion, 2 seconds. Any discussion? Ms. Davis, that your light's on. That is okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 44 and 45 need to be considered collectively, and we will require 2 seconds. Item number 44 is authorized, number one, a development agreement with WP West Development Enterprises, LLC, and or its affiliate, Alta Maple Station, LP, to provide funding for the design, engineering, professional services, and construction of public infrastructure improvements for the Maple Station project located in Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone number 18, Maple Mockingbird TIF District, and number two, the Maple Mockingbird TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate up to $8 million from Maple Mockingbird TIF future revenues in accordance with the development agreement. Item number 45 is a resolution declaring the intent of Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone number 18, Maple Mockingbird TIF District, to reimburse WP West Development Enterprises, LLC, and or its affiliate, Alta Maple Solution Station, LP, in an amount not to exceed $8 million for certain improvements related to the development of the Maple Station project in the Maple Mockingbird TIF District.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Got a motion, 2 seconds. Ms. Coop, second. Any discussion? Pauline had to go upstairs. I'm sorry. This is her thing. Yeah. We're still moving ahead. Okay. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 46 and 47 need to be considered collectively. Item number 46 is authorized, number one, a development agreement with Anlin GP LP to dedicate future TIF revenues for project costs related to the enhanced design elements for a public parking garage to be constructed at the northwest corner of the intersection of Victory Avenue and Olive Street in the Victory Subdistrict of Tax Increment Financing Reinvestment Zone 7, Sports Arena TIF District. And number two, the Sports Arena TIF District Board of Directors to dedicate an amount not to exceed $3,600,000 from Victory Subdistrict Sports Arena TIF District increment for enhanced garage design elements for the North Parking Garage in accordance with the development agreement. Item number 47 is a resolution declaring the intent of Tax Increment Financing District Reinvestment Zone number 7, Sports Arena TIF District, TIF funding of up to $3,600,000 for costs of enhanced design elements for the North Parking Garage pursuant to the development agreement with Anlin GP LP. These items do require 2 seconds.
Thank you. Entertain a motion.
Move approval.
Second. Got a motion, 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 48 will also require 2 seconds. Authorized, number one, preliminary adoption of substantial amendment number 19 to the 2008-2009 through 2012-2013 consolidated plan for the Neighborhood Stabilization Program NSP1 to receive and deposit program income in the amount of $200,000. Number two, an increase in appropriations in the amount of $200,000 from $3,800,000 to $4 million. To be used for similar eligible activities, and number three, a public hearing to be held on May 22, 2013, to receive comments on substantial amendment number 19 to the 2008-2009 through 2012-2013 consolidated plan for the NSP1.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Okay. Thank you.
2 seconds, Mr. Mayor.
I'm sorry. We got another second. Thank you. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Mr. Mayor, that concludes your items this morning.
Thank you. We'll recess and reconvene at 1 p.m. this afternoon to take up public hearings and related actions. Thank you.
Recess at 10:04.
1:04 p.m. The Dallas City Council meeting, agenda meeting, will reconvene, and we will take up our afternoon subjects. I don't think we have anything carried over from this morning, right?
No, sir.
All right. Let's, why don't we proceed with our consent agenda.
Thank you. We're going to go ahead and go with your zoning cases, your consent agenda. That consists of agenda items number 49 through 56. Those will be read into the record, after which the public will be allowed to speak. Agenda item number 49 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for an industrial inside potentially incompatible use limited to metal refining and IR industrial research district uses on property zoned an IR industrial research district on the southeast line of Metro Media Place south of State Highway 183. Item number 50 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to specific use permit number 1884 for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise food store, 3,500 square feet or less, on property zoned a CRD1 community retail district and a D1 liquor control overlay on the southeast corner of East Ledbetter Drive and South Lancaster Road. Item number 51 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a library, art gallery, or museum limited to a public library on property zoned an R-5A single-family district and an ordinance granting the termination of specific use permit number 487 for a YMCA on the south line of Highland Hills Drive between Bonnie View Road and Baraboo Drive. Item number 52 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for a motor vehicle fueling station on property zoned an NCE Neighborhood Commercial Enhanced Subdistrict within Planned Development District number 595, the South Dallas Fair Park Special Purpose District, on the south corner of Hatcher Street and South Central Expressway. Item number 53, a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to specific use permit number 1360 for a public school on property zoned a TH3A townhouse district on the north line of Forest Lane west of Audelia Road. Item number 54 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1842 for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store, 3,500 square feet or less, on property zoned a CRD1 community retail district and a D1 liquor control overlay on the northwest corner of West Keys Boulevard and South Cockrell Hill Road. Item number 55 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a planned development district for MU3 mixed-use district uses on property zoned an MU3 mixed-use district on the north side of Simmons Freeway east of Medical District Drive. Item number 56 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting the renewal of specific use permit number 1856 for an alcoholic beverage establishment for a bar, lounge, or tavern and a commercial amusement inside for a dance hall within Planned Development District number 619 for mixed uses on the northwest corner of Main Street and Northfield Street. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the items read into the record? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. The motion is second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 57 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a specific use permit for the sale of alcoholic beverages in conjunction with a general merchandise or food store greater than 3,500 square feet on property zoned a CRD1 community retail district with a D1 liquor control overlay on the southeast corner of Sine Road and Namer Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 14 notices to property owners within 200 feet of the area of request, received 6 replies in favor and no replies in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to approve the zoning changes recommended by the City Plan Commission with a condition limiting hours of operation to be deleted.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 58, a public hearing for the termination of deed restrictions and a specific use permit for an open enrollment charter school on property zoned an MF1 AD multifamily district with deed restriction and a deed liquor control overlay on a portion on the south side of Lake June Road, west side of Oak Hill Circle.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 90 notices to property owners within 400 feet of the request. We received 11 replies in favor and 1 reply in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Judge Hill.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I move to close the public hearing and follow the City Plan Commission's recommendation with the resolution and ordinance to return at a later date.
Motion and second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Ms. Rios, before you go further, I wanted to call on Ms. Margolin. I think she's got some guests here, and I thought this would be a good time.
Well, I wanted to acknowledge a group of students who are up here, and I have to admit, I'm a little confused. Are you from Thomas Jefferson High School? No. Well, you're welcome anyway. But I thought I was supposed to have a group from my district here today. But you are more, what school are you from? So whose district is that?
Okay, Hampton and Ledbetter may be mine.
That's Miss Hill?
What school
I will
is
claim it?
What school is it?
It's home school.
Home school.
What's the address? Yeah. That's Scott's on Southwood. Scott's, okay.
Scott, I would take it. Thank you, Scott.
Well, Scott, you welcome. Can officially welcome
me. I will officially welcome you. It's absolutely wonderful. I'd be happy to visit with you after this meeting. It's just great to see everyone getting so involved. Excellent. And use dark to get down here, then, which is absolutely great. No better way. Thank you for coming down today.
I echo that. Thank you for being here, students. And yeah. All right. Let's continue.
All right, thank you. Item number 59 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting a CR community retail district and a resolution accepting deed restrictions volunteered by the applicant on property zoned in R7.5A single family district on the south side of West Illinois Avenue, west of Knoxville Street.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 112 notices to property owners within 400 feet of the area of request. Excuse me. We received 6 replies in favor and 4 replies in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? Any speakers in favor? Please state your name and address for the record, sir.
Talem Song, 13140 Coit Road, Suite 350, Dallas, Texas, 75240. I am the representative of the applicant, and I'm reserving my time for any questions.
Thank you. Are there any other speakers that would like to speak in favor of the CPC recommendation to approve the item? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Hassel.
Thank you, Mayor. I move to close the public hearing and approve the zoning change as recommended by the City Plan Commission.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. 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 Any opposed? Motion is carried.
The following statement applies to items number 60 and 61. By making and seconding this motion, the council members represent they have undertaken sufficient examination and involvement beyond reviewing the agenda materials to be knowledgeable about the facts and the circumstances of the cases and to be able to develop an opinion based on such an examination of the various factors and issues involved. These two items will require 2 seconds. Item number 60 is a public hearing and an ordinance granting an amendment to Tract 2C, Tract 3, and Tract 4, portion of plan development subdistrict number 240 on the south line of Interstate Highway 20 east of Hampton Road.
Mr. Mayor, we sent 17 notices to property owners within 500 feet of their request. We received 2 replies in favor and none in opposition.
Are there any individuals that would like to speak in opposition to the CPC recommendation to approve the item? Are there any speakers in favor? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Deputy Mayor Pro Tem.
Yeah, I move to approve the zoning change as recommended by the City Council.
Second.
We've got a motion in 2 seconds. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 61 is a public hearing to amend the City of Dallas thoroughfare plan to change the dimensional classification of Daniel Dale Road from Polk Street to Interstate Highway 35E from a six-lane divided roadway within 107 feet of right-of-way to a four-lane undivided roadway within 60 feet of right-of-way, and at the close of the hearing, authorize an ordinance implementing the change. This item will require 2 seconds. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the item? Are there any speakers on item number 61? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion, Mr. Atkins.
So moved.
We have motion and 2 seconds. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 62 is a public hearing on the proposed sale of one unimproved property acquired by the taxing authorities from the Sheriff to Dallas Neighborhood Alliance for Habitat, Inc., a qualified nonprofit organization, and at the close of the public hearing, authorize the city manager to, number one, quick claim one unimproved property to Dallas Neighborhood Alliance for Habitat, Inc., under the House Bill 110 process of the city's land transfer program, and number two, release the city's non-tax liens included in the foreclosure judgment and post-judgment non-tax liens, if any. Are there any individuals in the audience that would like to speak on the item? Are there any speakers on item number 62? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion for approval. We have a motion. Second. We have a second. Any discussion? All in favor, say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Item number 63 is a public hearing on the Dallas TOD Buckner Station Area Plan, and at the close of the public hearing, consideration of an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Dallas by adopting the Dallas TOD Buckner Station Area Plan, located approximately a half mile around the Buckner DART station. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on item number 63? Are there any speakers? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Got a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 64 is a public hearing on the Dallas TOD Hatcher Station Area Plan, and at the close of the public hearing, consideration of an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Dallas by adopting the Dallas TOD Hatcher Station Area Plan, located approximately a half mile around the Hatcher DART station. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item number 64? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion.
So move. Mayor, also on
yes.
Item 64.
Use a second?
Yes, second.
Okay.
Huh? Okay.
Go ahead, Mr.
Brian, you know, on this particular item on the TODs, could we make sure we get some updates on all the TODs and briefings so we know exactly where we are?
Yes, sir. And we'll bring them to the appropriate committee, your committee and Ms. Coops.
Thank you very much.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried.
Agenda item number 65 is a public hearing on the Dallas TOD Martin Luther King Jr. Station Area Plan. And at the close of the public hearing, consideration of an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Dallas by adopting the Dallas TOD Martin Luther King Jr. Station Area Plan, located approximately a half mile around the Martin Luther King DART station. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item number 65? Any speakers on agenda item 65? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. A motion. Second. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Ms. Rios, before we go to item 66, I do want to, for the record, say that these TOD projects are extremely important. Ms. Davis isn't here this morning, but as we look at the Green Line and what it is hopefully going to do for us in the southern part of our city, it's extremely important that we have these plans and that we work to executing against these plans. I have spoken to representatives of our DART board, and I've made it very clear to them that I think as they discuss their spending and their strategies as a DART board, this should be high on their priority list. I would ask us as a council, as we think through our candidates for the DART board in coming up, that alignment around these important strategies should be there with the candidates. We're going to be talking about Lancaster in the next one. I think it's critical there as well. These are all three right there on the green line. And too often, in my mind, we forget this and we don't do anything about it. So think about who you want. But I want to make sure we get DART board representatives that see the importance of the development of our DART line and what it means to the city of Dallas and these TOD projects. So excuse me for opining a little bit, but I think it's important right now as we talk about these. Item 66.
Item number 66 is a public hearing on the Dallas TOD Lancaster Corridor Area Plan. And at the close of the public hearing, consideration of an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Dallas by adopting the Dallas TOD Lancaster Corridor Area Plan, generally located within 1,800 feet of Lancaster Road between the VA Medical Center DART Station, located at South Lancaster Road and Mentor Avenue, and the Keast DART Station, located south of Keast Boulevard and South Lancaster Road, and an area generally within a half mile around those stations. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item number 66? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. Mr. Carroll, I'll entertain a motion.
I would like to move approval on this item number 66.
Second.
Motion is second. Discussion, Mr. Atkins?
Yes. Ryan, I guess it said 4, 5, and 8. I'm just trying to get some clarity. Do that mean at the corner of Lancaster and Leadbelt, which I do not see here, but do that include that? Can somebody address that for me?
Mayor Pro Tem, was your question the area covered by the plan?
Yes, uh-huh.
So it went from the Key Station and down the Lancaster Corridor all the way down to the VA Medical Center.
Okay, but you
that's
said
the kind of general
but
area
eight. Plan. You said District 4, 5, and 8, and the TOD which I have is sitting there off Lancaster and Leadbelt.
It just touches the very edge of District 8, sir.
Do it cross over Leadbelt?
No.
Well, it don't touch it then.
No.
Oh. So why we got it?
My mistake.
Can we add it to it?
Sure.
Can it be added?
At this point, it would be difficult to change the boundaries.
Is there any reason why it was not added?
No, it was just...
I mean, we're redoing the TOD there. I mean,
yes, absolutely.
You got a $250 million DART rail line going to UNT, so I wonder why it was not added and why you didn't think about it. And we also got a $3.5 million trail going to that station also.
Right.
So it's very important, so I just wonder why y'all missed that opportunity.
Well, we started this study about a year and a half ago.
But I spoke about a year and a half ago also. I just wondered why it's not included. So can it be included? What can we do? Ryan, is right in the...
Mr. Atkins, with this particular study, no, it can't be included. And it does get the blue line does obviously end up in District 8, which is probably why it was included. There will be additional studies for the UNT and the around the police headquarters as well down in District 8. And so there'll be subsequent studies for that area.
Well, I understand, but I still don't have the correct answer. If anyone ever take a drive there at the corner of Leadbelt and Lancaster, you see the Mignard store and you see the Walmart,
right,
and you see the creek behind, imagine that is Turtle Creek. Mm-hmm. Same terrain, same everything. It could be the new Turtle Creek in southern Dallas, and I think we missed an opportunity. And so I want to make sure that on record, and I was on record a year and a half ago and said we should expand that. So if A is not on there, we'll take 8 off and see how do we make sure we go forward.
Yes,
we want to make sure it be part of the record.
Thank you. Ms. Coop?
Just a quick comment about the Lancaster TOD. This morning, Mr. Caraway brought up connectivity for seniors in that area. This is a vehicle from which that can emanate, because there'll be TOD dollars there and that kind of thing. So when you go through and do the details of the Lancaster TOD and make those decisions, you probably want to include those thoughts. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Make sure we include that.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Hearing none, all in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Ryan, I just want to say that I'm very excited about this plan, but a plan is only as good as how we implement. And, Mr. Caraway, I think you've been pushing for execution here, and we've got to continue to make progress. We've got the ground has been broken in a few projects. We're moving some things, but in the next 6 months, we need to kind of wrap this thing up. So execution is everything, as my an old boss of mine told me. All right. Last one.
Item number 67 is a public hearing on the Dallas TOD Vickery Meadow Area Plan. And at the close of the public hearing, consideration of an ordinance amending the comprehensive plan of the City of Dallas by adopting the Dallas TOD Vickery Meadow Area Plan, generally bounded by Royal Lane on the north, Fair Oaks Park to the east, Northwest Highway to the south, and 75 Central to the west. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item number 67? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Ms. Margolin, thank you. Second. And discussion, Mr. Cadane?
Nope.
Oh. Okay. We have a motion and a second. Any other discussion? Hearing none. All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. For those of you that might question what we have just done, the Department of HUD, HUD, Housing and Urban Development, had given the city some sustainability grants to do planning in important parts of our cities to develop them. We as a city, it's been a long time since we've looked at these specific areas, and a lot of citizens were very involved in this work. And so we've kind of looked down the Green Line, and we looked through Lancaster, we look at Vickery Meadow, and I think we've got some blueprints for the execution that we just talked about, thanks to our partners in Washington and thanks to the hard work of citizens of Dallas. With that, Ms. Rios, we'll take the last item.
Item number 68 is a public hearing and a resolution granting a variance to the alcohol spacing requirements from the St. Elizabeth's Catholic School required by Section 6-4 of the Dallas City Code to allow a wine and beer retailer's off-premise permit for a general merchandise or food store greater than 10,000 square feet, Fiesta Mart, Inc., on property on the northeast corner of Ledbetter Drive and Hampton Road. Are there any individuals that would like to speak on agenda item number 68? No speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you. I'll entertain a motion. Mr. Griggs.
I move to close the public hearing and follow staff and CPC's recommendation. And it's my understanding there's a couple outstanding issues with the lighting, and the applicant, if they'll both look this way, the applicant, raise your hand if you agree with me that you're working hard and you're going to wrap up those issues in the next month with St. Elizabeth's and get that done. Take care of the lighting in the parking lot. Great. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry. Okay. You've made the motion. We have a second.
Mm-hmm. Excuse me.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Judge Hill is the second. Okay. Thank you.
Excuse me, Mr. Mayor. I need to just clarify that the motion is to approve the item. There is
no
CPC. There's no CPC or staff recommendation on this. Excuse me. Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Caraway?
Yes, and Mayor and Mr. Griggs and Ms. Hassel, Ms. Hill. In May, this will become my district. I want y'all to understand that. And I want the staff and Santos, I want you all to know that we're going to follow up with the very thing, but begin to follow up with me, okay? Because I will be in charge of that shopping center. And I want nothing but the best there. And No, it's going to be mine. You better look at
We're
going to
do redistricting again?
Yeah. No, it will be.
Between the two of you, someone.
Somebody's going to have it.
Nobody. It belongs to the city.
No, wait a minute. Let me stake my stake in the ground. Now, that part of it will be, and we'll iron that out, but that part of it will be my shopping center.
Good.
All right? And so when I want you all to report to me until clarity is you know, John said.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Hill.
Thank you. thank you, Mr. Atkins.
First I want to thank Bishop High School and St. Elizabeth. And I'm going to claim Bishop Dunn because I went to Bishop Dunn. I'm claiming St. Elizabeth because I'm in the middle of St. Elizabeth and the first part of my neighborhood. And also Fiesta Food, but thank the community to get together. And I also thank the Southeast Police Station there also to bring the community together to make sure the stuff was safe and make sure the kids are safe. When we talk about beer and wine permit, they did come together. They met at the church and the community came back. There was a whole lot of high crime in the area. I think the police did a great job to reduce the crime. And it's all about communication. And at first, when we first came here, the communications were broken. But now the pipeline is glued back together and connected. And so we need to keep going on, make sure that communication stay there throughout the duration. Again, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Davis.
Mayor, I know that you guys have gone on over some of the TOD items.
Hold on. Let's come back to that, okay? On this item, I just want to finish this item up. We've had discussion. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion is carried. Yes, Ms. Davis, I was bragging on Hatcher Street when you weren't here and all the importance of the Green Line, but you had something you wanted to say, so we voted in approval of that item, but why don't I give you the microphone?
Brian, can you have Teresa to come back out, please? Teresa, I wanted my colleagues to see the we had a HUD TOD planning grant, and I know I keep harping on this, and I know you guys are tired of me harping on this, but there's four areas where the TOD planning study was done. I just want Teresa just to give us a small brief just on a presentation about one of the changes that was done so my colleagues can just have an example of what that planning grant did for our city, which I think is a good thing.
Thank you, ma'am. The planning grant, as the mayor said, really covered five TOD areas. It was a $2.25 million grant that we received from HUD. About $800,000 of that money was spent for developing area plans, and the rest of the money will be used for acquisition, assembling property, and some catalyst developments. HUD has been very impressed with the plans. I think one of the benefits of having this plan is the Lancaster Opal project that will come to the council in 2 weeks. HUD has allowed us to use some money for that, and I think that certainly shows their support for the work that the staff has done. At the Hatcher Station, in each of these plans, what we did was we went in with advisory committees. We had open houses, informational meetings, focus groups. But I think the most important thing is that we engaged some developers to look at particular catalyst sites and readaptive use sites to see what would actually take to implement to encourage some change. Let me see. I'm waiting on the planner to come and unlock the computer. But what we did was kind of photo morphs of particular areas, buildings, and visualizations of what those areas look like now and then what they could become. The one at Hatcher was very well attended. A lot of citizens came out and worked with us, and they were very excited about some of the visualizations that were created and are very motivated to help us get these things moving forward. So with that, thank you, Louise.
Okay.
You wanted to look at Hatcher, right?
So here's kind of an idea of the mixed-use development at the MLK station. Do we have another one? Here's the MLK. I think this is the one that you were asking for, Ms. Davis. Go ahead, Louise, with the... Okay, that's the before, kind of a lot of vacant undeveloped land, of course. Go ahead, Louise. That would be the after with the mixed use to include some affordable housing, some senior housing, ground floor retail. And then on the, go to the next one. And then I think this is the one that you were particularly interested in. One of the problems in some of the older areas of town is how to save the existing building stock, what zoning you might need, how you might need to reduce the parking. This was a visualization that the community really liked to see, where you could just, with some crosswalk improvements, some tree plantings, you'd have to reduce the parking requirements. I think this has some, we'd have to count on-street parking, as and then maybe take that old building and with some paint and money for redevelopment and renovation, you could have viable businesses in there at a pretty low cost, a pretty low startup cost. These, of course, not the, you know, $5 million economic development incentives, but it's an incubator, it's local business, and it helps kind of grow that neighborhood in terms of jobs and entrepreneurship.
Teresa, as when they went through the study, did they come up with a cost?
Yes.
Of how much this will cost in an area like a South Dallas?
Yes, ma'am. Great point. Thank you for bringing that up. Each of these plans includes a business pro forma. It analyzes some of the redevelopment costs. It kind of has a step-by-step how you would approach the zoning with parking reductions, pedestrian improvements, maybe does a gap analysis, looks at new market tax credits, section the HUD, different types of HUD financing, to not as a you must do it this way, but more as a cookbook approach for small developers and how to guide them through a redevelopment scenario such as this. And it's so a very practical tool.
So when you talk about HUD funding with a developer, it would have to be a developer who understands HUD dollars and how the HUD dollars operate in an economic development setting.
Well, and one of the things that we strived to do in these plans is make it very practical and very accessible for developers, small developers, maybe young entrepreneurs that may not have had experience with this, but kind of crack the code, show them kind of a step-by-step approach so that they could do it too. Now, any of these would require, especially for a novice, working with the planning department, housing department, and economic development. But this really lays out a very common sense, practical approach to these this type of adaptive reuse.
Now what's the next step? Because you got five of these in TOD areas, which is around the Mayor Grow South initiative. So what's the next step in making sure that this just don't become dust and it can happen?
Right, great question. Each of these plans have strategies with anywhere from five to a dozen action items. You know, how do we achieve this strategy, this neighborhood goal, and these steps to doing it? So, or by way of example for zoning, it had gone through and looked at these catalyst areas and say, you'll need to amend the CR to WMU3. You need to reduce the parking requirements by 60%. You'll need to include street trees and pedestrian amenities. So very practical step-by-step approach.
Okay. And of those five study areas, those areas was Langston Keys.
So Buckner, Buckner, MLK, Hatcher, Vickery Meadows, Lancaster Keys, and right here.
Teresa, you just named all five.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So those are all five.
Okay. Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
And so the next step is to try to work with. I'm just trying
it's
to get
to
a feel.
Work with economic development, to work with some of our local developers and see if we can't start to implement these plans.
Now, when we look at this is short term and long term. When we look at long term. Perhaps could we look at long-term of making this perhaps part of a and I notice we talk about the bond package. I would like to have a cost, and I can't speak for my other colleagues, but for District 7, I would like to have a cost of what it would take to do this type of development.
That's easy to put together.
Around this setting here.
Yes,
now, I know that we pulled the TOD at Hatcher Station because we got a nonprofit who's working in that area and try to make those things happen.
Right.
And so they briefed me. But if I can get a cost on what it's going to take to make that happen, I continue to talk about a deal maker. A deal maker is someone who can go out, bring the finance back, bring the cost back with a bank, city, and other things to make the finance happen.
Right.
So if I can get a cost of that, Mayor, I think this is one of the things that we need to attach to the Grow South and really look at how we can make these type of deals work. And this is not a lot. It's really nice landscaping, streetscaping, light enhancement, taking a building like that. And that building do exist today at the corner, finding the cost of how much it's going to cost to purchase that building for a particular developer who want to put something. And that's enough room for 3 office space in that building. And then behind it, some type of housing retail development. There's a lot of land behind that particular property. So I think these are reachable, and I think they're tangible, you know, as
very achievable
as well.
Yes,
thank you, Teresa.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you, Mayor, for doing that.
Thank you. No, I talked a little bit about it, but I didn't do as good a job as you. So that's our last item, right?
Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Mayor.
Mr. Allen.
On this picture that you just had up, I was just going to make a comment and a question. Of course, with TOD development, as we all know, it's all about density, high development, and such. When you have something like this that's small, and I heard you say it was going to be just kind of the baby steps, but what happens down the road? Because the name of the game is, you know, it needs to be 5 stories tall. It needs to be high density. So what you do that, are you stuck now? How do you get rid of that? How do you get rid of that?
Well, that's a good question. These station area plans typically involve a quarter of a mile around the station. Not everything around the station will be that high density. I think especially in the southern part of the city, one of our challenges are those incremental steps, you know, and interim uses that will be viable for the next 5 years, 10 years before the demand really catches up with the market down there.
Do those steps get in the way, though, the big picture?
Sometimes they would get in the way, but it brings those buildings back to economic life a lot quicker than they would normally. It's a good interim solution, especially if the market's not there.
Okay.
Turn the lights on.
Yeah, because I'm with you. Because with TOD, that is such a prime area and prime spot, and it's going to be so cool to see when it really builds itself up.
Right.
So I was just curious if you do something, how do you get rid of it?
Right.
Once you start a business, once you put something in, and how do you get rid of it to literally put in a true transit-oriented development instead of just a little one-story building?
That would be a nice problem to have.
Do what?
That would be a nice problem to have in some of these areas.
Well, it'll be a problem. It'll be a problem.
Some economic life in those buildings.
Thank you, Mayor.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. All right, with that, we will hear our afternoon speakers.
Your afternoon speakers are going to begin with Christopher Calvin, Peter Johnson, and Sam Griffin. I will first recite the speaker guidelines. Citizens and other visitors attending the meeting of the City Council shall observe the same rules of propriety, decorum, and good conduct applicable to members of the City Council. Any persons making personal, impertinent, profane, or slanderous remarks or who become boisterous while addressing the City Council or while attending the City Council meeting shall be removed from the room if the Sergeant at Arms is so directed by the presiding officer. And the person shall be barred from further audience before the City Council during that session of the City Council. Individuals are allowed 3 minutes to speak. Please note the timer at the podium. state your name and address for the record, and you may direct your comments to Mayor Rawlings. If you are scheduled to speak this afternoon, please move forward closer to the podium for ease of speaking. Again, your first speaker is Christopher Calvin. Not present. Peter Johnson. Mr. Johnson will be followed by Sim Griffin, Ozumba Lunx, William Hopkins, LaCoya London, Gwen Wooten. Please state your name and address for the record, sir.
Good evening, everybody. My name is Peter Johnson. I live at 7310 Black Willow Lane, Dallas, Texas. Hey, Ryan. First, thank you all for this opportunity. I promise you it will only be a minute. I am here because of statements made regarding homeless people, specifically Councilman Carraway. But in responding to Councilman Carraway's statements, I'm also here because of the silence from his peers that sit in this horseshoe. I really struggle on how to respond to this. First, to let you know that people who sleep under bridges and beg on our streets and walk around talking to themselves and drinking out of paper bags, in Jesus' eyesight, they are more important than you, Mr. Mayor. In God's eyesight, they're more important than all of the rich people you look up to, son. The idea of putting homeless people on buses and sending them back to states where they came from is offensive to me and to what I represent. As a city, a collective community, we won't be judged on how we treat rich people. We will be judged on what we do for the people Jesus called the least of these. God bless you all.
Thank you.
Your next speaker is Sim Griffin. Sim Griffin.
How you doing? My name is Sim Griffin. Address is 917 Cortez Drive, Arlington, Texas. I heard the mayor a couple of months ago talking about stopping the violence. And I, too, am trying to stop the violence. The name of my organization is Freedom of Living Life's Kindred Spirits. I've been working with the Arlington Salvation Army the last couple of years. We actually started in San Diego in 2001 because of the elderly was being victimized by everybody as far as crime was concerned. So we started trying to stop the violence for them, figuring that they needed the 4th of July weekend, the weekend that we take to celebrate our freedoms, that people shouldn't be afraid to go out their own house, especially the elderly who had lost loved ones and family members in wars, fighting for their freedom, and now they get old and don't have it. We started in San Diego in 2001. And the first year we was there, we had one killing in Mission Beach. The second year, we had no killings. In 2011 here in Texas area, Dallas-Fort Worth area, I don't believe we had any killings for the 4th of July weekend in 2011. There was one that Thursday and one that Tuesday, but Friday through Monday there was no killings. We just ask people to take a minute out of their 4th of July weekend and give thanks for all the people who died for our rights and freedoms here in the United States. Also, people of faith, we ask them if they could have their church pray, because we're trying to get 1 million churches in a perpetual prayer all over the United States on one accord, lifting up the Lord by praying that all man love his neighbor as he loves himself. And if we all took that at heart, I don't think we would have any violence, not only for that weekend, but for any day. But it would be nice to have a weekend where, where you didn't worry about your loved ones or family or friends or being victims of foul play. You know, like I said, we started, and the name of my organization is Freedom of Living Life's Kindred Spirits. And I would like to work with the city council or anybody that's willing to help try and stop the violence here. I know you guys had a rally a couple of weeks ago. I wasn't able to make that one living in Arlington, but I would have liked to have made it. But they have my name and address. And like I said, I worked with the Salvation Army the last couple of years. We did do a crime-free zone at the Salvation Army there in Arlington, where we had, you know, games and prizes for the kids, free food, jungle gyms, and that kind of thing. This year, we aren't able to do it at the Salvation Army because we're under construction. So I am looking for another venue, either in Arlington or Texas, I mean, Arlington or Dallas here. And if you guys can help me out in any way, I would appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Your next speaker, Azumba Lunks, not present. William Hopkins, not present. LaKoya London. Following Ms. London will be Gwen Wooten and Cornelius Amon.
Hello, I'm LaKoya London, 1753 Mockingbird. Okay, yesterday, Mr. Mayor, they had a sting yesterday right there on Lamar and M Street, and they was giving jaywalking tickets. And the officer wrote on the tickets, jay and walking. So, I mean, I'm just trying to figure out. He said that you authorized this. This is what he was telling the citizens yesterday. So a lot of people came to me, and they're telling me everything. I wrote down everything they said, okay. The officer said this was a behavior modification. So we want to know about this. Us, the citizens, want to know about the behavior modification that they had yesterday. We have it on film, and I've talked to a couple people from CNN, you know. I'm not going to give it to the news stations here. I will give it to CNN. I would like y'all of you to look at the film if you want to. But the point is, we filmed it. When they called me on my phone, I said, get your phone out and film it, and then show me what you're talking about. They were giving tickets to people, and the light was green. So green means go, according to the Texas Department of Transportation. But they were giving tickets to them, you know, when the light flashed, saying them 10, 9, 8, 7, 6. Y'all don't have that downtown, but y'all have it in Oak Cliff, and y'all have it all around the city, but you don't have it downtown at the transit center. Now, they said you authorized this. I wish I told him to get the officer name, but he would not tell him after he found out they was talking to me on the phone. So my point is, I mean, are the citizens getting hijacked by DPD? Because that's what it looked like. You know, you don't give people tickets and they're walking across the street. And it was an officer on one side, and it was a whole line of cars of officers. We got it on film. And the point is, they were giving Jay walking tickets. He couldn't even spell Jay walking. So I got a problem with that too. I want all them tickets to be thrown out because they wasn't jaywalking. If you look at the film, the light is green, and our officer is over there pinpointing who he wants to get the ticket. You know, that's what they did in slavery time. You know, they pinpoint the strongest person. He was too old. They didn't want him. You know, they did that during slavery time. So we don't want that to happen here in Dallas, Texas, because it's going to get around to the United States of America, because I know some people. What happened yesterday? And then I talked to some man today from Dart downtown. I drove over there when y'all had y'all little recess, and I asked him, I said, sir, were you here at the sting yesterday? He said, it wasn't yesterday, it was the day before. I said, so you did it 2 days in a row? Because one of my neighbors, you know, he got a ticket. And the point is, we want to know what the behavior modification is. We want to know how many people y'all put in that paddy wagon yesterday, too, because you had a paddy wagon, too, and you were putting people in there if they didn't clear when they gave their ID. So we want to know how many people got tickets, how many people got in that wagon and went to jail yesterday and the day before, because I didn't even know you did it yesterday before until today. And that's pretty much it. But they said you authorized it, sir. So we want something done about that because it's illegal, civil rights violation.
Thank you.
Your next
speaker. Ms. Davis.
I'm sorry. Mr. Mayor, I will let you finish with your speaker, and I have one announcement I want to make. Thank you, sir.
Your next speaker is Cornelius. Gwen Wooten is not present. Cornelius Amon, not present. Your final speaker this afternoon is Evelyn Daniel. Ms. Daniel, you do have 3 minutes to speak. If you'll please state your name and address for the record and direct your comments to Mayor Rawlings, please. Thank you.
My name is Evelyn Daniel. I stay at 2826 Arizona.
Could you bring the microphone down just close to your mouth? Thank you.
And the reason why I'm here is because my parents' house has been turned into like some PlayStation. And we cannot live there. It is too much traffic. It is just unbearable. And I would like for the city council to advance my family the money so that we can move. Because we're not responsible for Michael Jordan or Hollywood or the Dallas Cowboys or anything else. And your police can't control the traffic. And me and my family are miserable on Arizona with all of these people just smothering us. And also you have FCC film going on in our house, which is illegal, and I would like to be paid for that also. And that's the reason that I came here. And it's like a million witnesses to it. I believe that's the whole reason that they have the Jews with my father's street name on in Arizona in the first place. Because that's how many people know about it, while police and city council people, commissioners, try to pretend it doesn't exist. And we need to move from that location, and we would like for the city to pay us for the FCC violation coming into our house. And we would like for to just be relocated out of the entire mess. And who do I address for that?
Ma'am, what did you say?
Whom do I address for what I just spoke about?
Well,
No, everyone knows about the Dallas Cowboys all over us. Everyone knows about Hollywood all over us. Everyone knows about Michael Jordan and all these people who have moved into Dallas County all over us. It's no more playing ignorant to it.
Okay. I appreciate it. We'll take that. Thank you. All right.
That concludes your speakers, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, yes, Ms. Davis.
Mr. Mayor, thank you so much. Even though this was a consent agenda, Carlos, can you just come up for a second, Mr. Mayor? There is a new development going on at the corner of Hatcher and SM Wright. Carlos, can you just brief us?
Santos Martinez, 900 Jackson. We are proud to be in partnership with a new Valero station that's going to be built at the corner of Hatcher and South Central. We believe it's going to be a catalyst project with the new boulevard that's going to be developed in conjunction with City of Dallas and the State of Texas. We had a chance to meet with Councilwoman Davis and representatives from Valero to go over their street designs. We're going to be adding new landscaping. We're going to redo the store, add a new canopy, and we're very excited to be a brand new part of the neighborhood.
And for the record, we will not be selling a Mad Dog and MD 2020.
That's correct.
Thank you. You're regular Chamber of Commerce down there today, Ms. Davis. Thank you.
Ms. Davis, are you going to sell some Bujo Lipple?
I know that's right.
Move adjournment.
I don't know what that is.
All right. Meeting's adjourned, 1:58 p.m. Thank you.